It's time for Crop Talk, local issues that area growers and producers are talking about. Crop Talk is brought to you by Halderman Real Estate and Farm Management Services and Harmeyer Auction and Appraisal Company. And now, the Farm Doctor, John Williams.
Good morning. Welcome to today's show. Today, I'm at Coe Alliance's annual field day at the Answer Plot. We're in the plot today as the field day is going on as we speak. And Lindsay and Brandon and Sam are with me. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning. Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Well, it's pretty impressive, and I'll start with you, Lindsay, but a couple weeks ago when Brandon Lovett and I come to the plot, and we kind of walked through kind of a private little tour thing, it was really impressed me because there was so much more here than a normal plot. I mean, there's a lot of things going on here. You caught the answer plot, and I think there's some answers here. But can you tell me a little bit about, as you organized this day and maybe in the past, what has happened and, you know, the turnout today, which is impressive as well. So,
yeah, so we historically have had this event right around 20 years right here outside of Pershing on US 40. We have one here, and we also have a plot in Ohio. And annually, in season, usually in the month of August, we invite all of our farmer members out to really take a look at this plot, what's going well, what's not going well, hybrids and varieties, and talk about the state of in season and then what they can do this fall to really kick off success for 2022.
Yeah, other than it being 200 degrees today, it's not a bad day. There's a little wind blowing, but are you happy with the turnout?
We are. So we've got just over 200 growers here today, which is amazing considering the turnout and all that's going on in the world right now. But we've had as much as 350 a couple years ago. That was a great year, but we are just thrilled that more than 200 growers would spend the entire day with us, eat lunch with us in fellowship, and have a day of knowledge, really.
Sam, you and Brandon, let's talk a little bit about the plot itself and
sure.
What you're offering here today. If you could, you know, what's the focus today mostly on?
Well, our focus at the plots have always been not around selling seed, corn, or products. They've been around agronomics, John. And what we try to do is have showcase plots out here that we have five different brands of seed from Brevant to NK to Cropland to Asgrow DeKalb. In fact, we even have Pioneer out here so we can take a look at how different seed brands perform under different environments, whether it's a response to fungicide, whether it's a response to nitrogen or populations. And then we'll look at chemistry. We'll spray different chemistries on those different brands to see how the brands perform under stress. And even we misapply stuff on purpose to see what the injury looks like. So it'll help our salespeople recognize injury when they see it, as well as our growers. So the day's not focused around selling anything. It's focused around agronomics and economics of what they're doing, as well as just general education of our growers.
And if you would, talk about some of the presenters that's presenting around the tents here that
sure.
You have set up. You've got an array of those people.
Yeah, we've really blessed. Lindsay's done a nice job of assembling some of our speakers, Dr. Drake Copeland with FMC. I think the audience is familiar with Dr. Copeland. He's been doing some spots with us agronomically for a while, but he's a renowned weed scientist. And so he's here obviously talking about weeds. We got Brandon Lovett, our local agronomist and seed man. Brandon's here today. I believe Brandon's talking about cover crops and how to best manage those. And then we have Glenn Longenbaugh, our Winfield agronomist. He works with us from a regional standpoint. And Glenn's dug a big hole in the ground over there, and he's walking growers through what to look for in their roots and how different corn and soybeans root differently in different soils and why that's so important, because it's not just what we see above ground, but what's going on below ground is critical with a crop, because that's where the moisture and nutrients come from primarily, of course. And then last but not least, we've got Amy Kinsler and Stan Hicks over giving a little bit of co-op education on, you know, with the new merger taking place, what does that mean for members? How does the ownership change? Does it change at all our footprint? So we've got a pretty broad array of things going on today to kind of get those our growers educated up to date on what we're trying to accomplish, not only at the plot, but with the organization as a whole.
Sam, what stands out in this plot to you the most? I mean, I can think of a couple things, but in your mind, and you, what stands out, you know, the most point of interest, and what seems to be the biggest point of interest with the growers as the tour concludes here today. You know, what's been the topic of interest?
Well, for me, usually it's lunchtime. But no, in all seriousness, the thing that I've been walking growers around to the different tents is, that I've heard them ask about is, hey, what are input prices going to do? You know, we see where grain prices are at, but where are input prices going? And we've seen, you know, nitrogen almost double since a year ago. And crop protection, we're looking at 2,4-D as an example, being up $6 a gallon. I can't remember in 35 years when 2,4-D went up that much in one season. So there's a lot of concern from growers are expressing about where input costs are going. They're concerned about the grain markets. But to me, what stands out about the plot is a chance to get together, trade ideas, ask questions, and have that exchange with growers, both sides. We learn just as much from the growers sometimes as they learn from us.
We always say that knowledge is the one input you can't afford to skip from year to year. And so this is why this day is so important, is to educate these growers.
And with the array of speakers that you have, I'm sure that's being done today. I mean, again, I'm kind of impressed with the turnout here. I just really am. Let's take a short break, guys. When we come back, I'm going to talk to Mr. Brandon Bowser, and we're going to talk about the grain markets.
Hi, this is Rusty Harmeyer. People have been turning to Halderman Real Estate and Farm Management Services for their farm management and real estate needs for over 90 years. All kinds of people. Farm owners, investors, tenants, bankers, lenders, attorneys, accountants, in fact, anyone involved with a farm in any way. We have provided services from the occasional consultation to complete farm management and real estate brokerage to thousands of clients throughout the Midwest. Visit our website, halderman.com, where you can view current listings, take a virtual tour of our properties, check out dates for our upcoming auctions, or look up past sale results. If you have a farm-related issue, Halderman can help. Contact Chris or Lauren Peacock, Craig Springmeyer, or myself, Rusty Harmeyer, at halderman.com.
Welcome back to the second part of the program today, and with me, joining me now at the Co-Alliance Answer Plot and their field day is Mr. Brandon Bowser. Brandon, let's talk about the markets and pricing. That always seems to be the topic that's asked, that I'm asked probably 65 times a day. So can you give me your inputs? What's been happening, what's going to happen,
sure.
and your thoughts on it. And we're going to hold you right to it.
Absolutely.
Too.
And if I knew all the answers, I'd be doing something different than this. But anyway, Sam did mention the guys are asking a lot about input costs, and they are very high. But the other end of that is what we do, and that's try to get the best price we can for our member customers. But anyway, we sat here, I think it was right after planting was done when we did another interview with you. And that was a time of unheard of volatility in limit ups, limit downs. That is smoothed out some. The export news is quieter than it had been back in the spring. The Brazil crop is done. We know what it was. It was not a very good crop. So that equation's been brought in. Now we're just looking at how do we finish out? You know, the Northern Plains has been a big topic all summer of the lack of rain up there, but we've got a very, very good crop growing here that we need about one more rain or so to finish it off. Just overall, China's coming back in a little bit on the export market. They were out for a while, and they're definitely kicking tires and buying some. That's going to remain. They can say they don't want to buy from us, but they have no choice, and they'll buy eventually. But just overall, I see some strong prices, no matter how big our crop is, some strong prices through the next 12 months. There's just no doubt about it. I mean, if I'm wrong, some big things has to change.
Brandon, let me ask you this. I know a lot of guys are waiting around for the next crop report to come out, thinking they may lower the yield because of the drought heading from the west to east. Your thoughts on that?
Yep. Big day tomorrow. Noon comes out that report, which is one of the bigger ones, because you know the crop is, you can pretty well get your arms around where it's at. Highs, they want 178. I think the range is down to 175. You see it somewhere in between that, and it may not be a big event. Obviously, if it's higher or lower, we could see some pretty good activity come Thursday. Soybeans around the 50 mark there, and if they're a little bit higher or lower than that, we could definitely see that. But this is a big one. This is going to kind of settle things.
You think you're more optimistic with beans than the corn market, or vice versa?
Probably still more strength in that bean market. That seems like that's still, and that's what China's buying right now. So still the bean market, I would tend to say, is just a little bit stronger, but we have a big appetite for corn too. We're still sourcing some for some of our end users, and it's going to be a stretch to get to new crop. Corn's still tight.
So you look pretty positive for the next couple of years.
Obviously, or to me, the next 12 months and probably beyond.
Yeah. Well, guys, congratulations on a very successful day. And as we're wrapping things up here, any last words of wisdom? Sam, you're never lost for words here.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I was just sitting here thinking one thing that we didn't mention about the fertilizer markets is there was a potash mine that flooded up in Canada. And so that's going to put incredible pressure on some of the dry products as we move into fall. So growers might want to consider taking a look at that. I mean, perfect storm, John. I mean, when you got a mine that floods, right at one of our peak demand times, it never fails, does it?
No, it doesn't. And you know, the inputs better be looked at early this year.
Yes, sir. Agree 100%. 100%.
Lindsay, as always, great job. Thanks for having me out. Had a great turnout. Success to you guys from this point and again next year and all the events that you're scheduling so far.
Thank you. We're always happy to have you join us.
Okay. That wraps it up for this week's on this show. Join me again next time. Until then, everyone, stay healthy, stay safe.
Crop Talk is brought to you by Halderman Real Estate and Farm Management and by Harmeyer Auction and Appraisal Company. Thanks for listening. And join us next Sunday morning immediately after Community Caravan for Crop Talk with the Farm Doctor, John Williams. From the station, proud to support our area growers and producers. Kix 96.